Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending in jokes. By the way, we got a correction coming here. Joan O'Brien, the Bloomingdale, thank you. Greg in Naperville, Fran Rivet in Morris. Frank Ewan sent us a joke, and Carol with the K, and Joe Patch in Corona, California. Kent Heisner, IHSA referee number 60420, sent a joke in. Stan Gadgetid and Cindy Sanchez in Aurora, and Marvin Sowers in Decatur. Ed, thank you from Lyle. He's a proud owner of a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. We got a joke from Canada. That's Dave Carr and Mike Birrell and Bolingbrook and Judy Bird. And Tom S. from Berwyn writes, greetings, John Williams, Dave Ennett, Steve Alexander, Bob Kessler, and producer Pete Zimmerman. I'm feeling rather defeated. Despite my numerous attempts to submit a speedy joke, I remain mugless. There was a stretch when I would send 2 to 3 speed jokes in separate emails in an attempt to increase my chances of being selected for the much idolized coffee mug or the 1-pint glass, or even mentioned that I had submitted a joke, and yet my mantle remained shamefully barren. That being said, I feel entitled to call out a flaw in a joke that was told Tuesday. That would be the second day in a row a joke had a flaw. The joke I'm speaking of said something like, I was finally going to go to the gym, use my membership this weekend, but then I was going to finally use my gym membership this weekend, but since we will lose an hour, I guess I can't go. Well, technically, this weekend we gain an hour of sleep, so the protagonist in the joke has no excuse. John, I remain a faithful fan of your show, but feeling stymied, I remain forgotten, snuffed for a mug. Still in yet another attempt to win the elusive WGN coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, I submit this, hoping to change my fortunes. Here we go.
What do the obituaries say for the pot of boiling water?
You'll be missed.
John, I'm going to draw 2 interconnected circles.
Then?
Sometime tomorrow.
Wait, that's the end of that joke, right?
Yes.
Last summer when I painted my house, my wife asked me why I was wearing a parka and a jacket. I said, because the directions on the can clearly state, put on 2 coats. I discovered that answering the door naked helps to deter trick-or-treaters. Oh, here we go again. Here's 2 more. Oh, and these are dressed as policemen. Hi, officers. Hey, John Williams, one of our listeners writes, one kid came to our door last night with a sign that said, I love ceilings. I said, well, what are you? He said, I'm a ceiling fan. I gave him all my candy.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a patient, and John Williams will star as his doctor.
Well, you have anemia, seborrhea, and onomatopoeia.
What's onomatopoeia?
Dave, I'm afraid it's exactly what it sounds like. Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate Halloween.
Why is that?
They don't like strangers knocking on their door. My kids put together a PowerPoint presentation of why we should go to a water park.
How was that?
It had a lot of slides. What did the GPS coordinate? Why did the GPS coordinate get kicked out of class, had a bad latitude?
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a doctor, and John Williams will star as his patient.
What's the problem?
Well, I have really sore feet.
Gout!
But I just got here.